Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, it's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for the last day of March, Tuesday, March 31st, 2020.
Woo.
Here's what you may have missed on the show today. We found four important things you should consider. What would you consider essential when you're grocery shopping? Because a lot of stores are limiting the amount of people that come in. They're putting up plexiglass between you and the and the checkout. So you really don't want to spend time in the grocery store. Here's what you need to do. Find out if what you need is urgent.
Yeah, number one, urgent. All right.
Will it significantly impact my quality of life or risk my health or well-being if I don't have it?
Do I have to have coffee creamer?
Right. Is it available online?
All right. Interesting.
And will I be putting others at risk by going to buy it?
See, those are four really good filters to put your, I've got to go get what? Tab? Do they even sell Tab anymore?
Yeah.
You know, something like that. A diet drink. And actually, have a list made, too, and know the geography of your store. You probably go to the same store. Try to make it so you don't have to retrace your steps, where you can make one sweep through it and then get out of there.
Yeah, and also have an alternate list of things in case you can't find your particular brand. Make sure that you're okay buying the other brand so you're all set. Why? This is fascinating to me. Why you should say thank you instead of sorry when something goes wrong. So the example they give on the story is like a plumber that shows up to a job site late.
Yeah.
What would you generally think the plumber would say?
I'm sorry I'm late.
Right. Yeah. And what they're saying is don't say I'm sorry I'm late. Say, hey, thank you for your patience. Wow. And the whole idea psychologically is that
you're kind of turning it around where I know that I've been an inconvenience to you. I'm admitting it. Mm-hmm. And thank you for not snapping my head off.
Right. Customers reported feeling more satisfied when the way the service provider redressed the failure, basically saying thank you for your patience.
Yeah.
They say they reported higher overall satisfaction, higher repatronage intentions.
They'll have you back.
And more likely they are to recommend you to another, to their friends and family.
Boy, that's just win.
So in this tough economy right now, it's probably not a bad idea to replace sorry with thank you for your patience or thank you for your business.
Yeah, exactly.
These days. This is a great hack for the next time you bring out the package of meat that has enough snow on it that you could ski it down.
Anybody know what this is? It's been in the freezer for a month. Anybody?
It is a little hack involving balsamic vinegar.
Everybody's got that in the pantry, too.
Yeah, it's
probably
a staple, right?
Yeah.
You just pop it out, the package, the meat out of the package.
You're kind of marinated in the balsamic for a little while.
Yeah, they say one tablespoon per pound of meat. And it could be chicken, it could be pork, it could be beef or whatever. And I guess what happens is the balsamic vinegar, because of its acidity, actually adds a little bit of flavor back into that flavorless meat.
All right. That's not a bad idea at all.
Not at all. And then we found out a lot of, as people work from home, do a lot of video conferencing, I just don't like this. I'll tell you what I wish they would do with Zoom, but what you can do right now is, and especially when you're doing video conferences with kids or you haven't done laundry in a while or whatever, everyone sees everything behind you.
Yeah.
And you really don't want that to happen. So Zoom actually allows you to replace your background. And there's a company called Modsy.
M-O-D-S-Y, Modsy.
Modsy, thank you.
Yeah.
That actually has created background images from your favorite TV show sitcom sets like Friends, Frasier, Gilmore Girls, Golden Girls, Will and Grace, and House of Cards.
And this is kind of like the green screen they use on TV. They will insert those backgrounds. It'll look like you're sitting at Central Perk with the, you know, where the Friends set.
So just go to the Modsy website. We have links up at ktk95.com. Find your picture, download it, and then the next time you're in your Zoom meeting, make sure your virtual background setting is on.
Yeah.
And then you can just kind of slide it in there.
I want to be Norm from Cheers. Sitting on a bar stool.
I want the blue dot. Do you remember the blue dot from the Melendez trial?
Oh, yeah, right. The two boys, they put it over their face, right?
Yeah, they put it over their faces when they were on trial. And I was like, I want the blue dot.
The blue
because
dot.
I look horrible. And I even went to Zoom, and they have filters to make you look a little better.
Are you serious? Nothing worked. All right.
I look like walking
Maybe
death.
Get farther away.
Maybe that's it. We found out with the coronavirus stimulus package, a lot of the hoopla and spotlight went to rebate checks as well as unemployment benefits. But a big help for struggling students paying back their loans.
Yeah, but did you look on page 825? Literally, this student loan payment suspended for 6 months is buried at page 825. But it's there, guys.
It is. Makes you wonder what else is in that package. But yeah, this is what it is. It's automatic. All federal loans, which I think were Stafford, could be some new ones, but they're all suspended. They're in a forbearance. It's automatic. No interest will accrue. Right. No payment is due.
Your
fees.
Credit won't be harmed.
No credit problems. Even if you have had if you're in the arrears, the collection will stop, and if your wages have been garnished, they will relinquish that garnish for 6 months.
Wow.
The only exception is private loans. You will have to, that it doesn't apply to private student loans. You will have to contact your servicer to get see what you can do there. And then finally, what happens when you run out of dishwasher detergent? I know you may laugh, but it's true. Weird things are missing from store shelves of late. It always seems to happen. You fill the dishwasher with ready to go, and you realize you're out of detergent. A couple of hacks for you. One of them, mix a half cup of baking soda and a half cup of borax.
I'd be impressed if you have borax in your pantry, though.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe that's the one thing you could find.
You were saying, yeah, maybe the store will actually have borax because people don't know what to do with it, you know?
We'll put it in an airtight container, and then when you need it, take out a 2 tablespoons, put it into the receptacle that holds the detergent, and it should do a pretty good job of cleaning it all off for you. Another one, which isn't as harsh, involves using 2 tablespoons of baking soda, 1 teaspoon of standard dish soap, plus a teaspoon of salt if you had hard water, and stick that in. I tend to think what's going to happen is the baking soda kind of keeps the dish soap at bay instead of foaming up all over the place.
I remember, I think it was in college, I made the mistake of putting dish soap in the dishwasher. Mm-hmm. It was a Lucy episode with bubbles everywhere.
I want to say, I would. If you ever play that game, Never I Ever, Never Have I Ever, you always say things you never have done.
Oh, okay.
I bet if you were to say put liquid soap in the dishwasher, everyone would say, I've done that once.
Yeah, everybody's got an experience with that, right?
And they also say if you want to do hand washing and you want to really sanitize your dishes, you need to get the water up to about 170 degrees.
Now here's the deal: is no water heater is set to 170 degrees. I can tell you that.
Well, you wouldn't want it. You're going to burn your hand at 170.
Yeah.
So you'll need to boil water and then kind of use tongs to dip it into the water to sanitize. Or you could use 1 tablespoon of unscented chlorine bleach per gallon of cool water and let them sit for 30, at least a minute.
Okay.
And that will actually sanitize your dishes for you.
Nice.
There you go. There's our show today.
That's it.
March 31st. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
And remember, we have facts, not fear here. Any COVID virus information you need is at our website, ktk985.com. And remember, the sun is always shining. We'll see you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.